So we use ChatGPT a lot for fantasy faction stuff, but hey, this is
the fact that it's beating all of us right now is insane. But hey,
oh mate, it's getting scary, isn't it? It's getting weird. Actually, it's funny. Top of the table right now in fantasy faction is the generated team.
No, yeah, I saw that, and I'm just like, that's insane. That it's like, hey, it knows something. It's able to, right? to figure out how this works.
It did terrible last season. So basically, we just say like, all right, these are the companies. Pick a roster, 8 singles, 2 tag. How about it? Who do you think will have the best like next 12 months in wrestling? And I guess it's beating everyone so far. So
hey, it worked out.
It's scary. Fair. It's a bit scary. So, our very special guest today is no stranger to the many moving parts of the pro wrestling world. A multi-talented, passionate pro wrestling fan. He produces podcasts, conducts live backstage interviews, works behind the commentary table, and is now set to put on his debut pro wrestling event called Respect on Saturday, July 19th in Ridgefield Park, New Jersey. Currently sitting 7th in the Fantasy Faction League table, please welcome Raymond Sanchez of Respect the Craft. Ray, thank you.
No, thank you, man. What a great intro right there. It's a lot. It's insane to hear all that back. That it's like, yeah, now we're doing this. Now we're at that point where it's not just getting to call the action, not just getting to be behind the scenes and help out, and not only just doing the interviews. Now we're producing something here. We're creating something, and it's still wild. And we're at the time of this recording, 16 days away. Which is insane.
16 days. You're a busy guy.
I've always been, though. That's the funny thing. I've always been. And it's like, I'm like, you know what? Let's add more to the table. Let's just add more to this plate of ours. And let's now add running our show and seeing how this goes. Yes. And it's just like, cool. That's one just thing. And now it's like, nope. Now it's this. That's like, yeah, here we are.
You seem like someone who likes to set goals, and then once getting that, do you like just immediately move on to the next thing? Because I don't sit like in the moment too much. Like if I've done something, it's like, okay, what's next? How can we like add to the plate here and keep developing? You seem like that type.
Same. I'm very much like with this, like it started out years ago of I wanted to be in wrestling. And this was from the age of 3. I've always said, oh, I loved wrestling. I got into it. I wanted to be in wrestling, not thinking that's a possibility in reality. Years later, becoming a student at House of Glory Wrestling School here in New York City. And from there, finding maybe the in-ring isn't for me. But then it's like, okay, I still want to do something, finding backstage roles and finding producing and doing all that. It's like, cool, but I still want to do something more. I want to add to the business. And it's like, cool. I achieved that though, of being in the business for a while. Then it's finding, oh, I want to do podcasting. And then luckily creating an amazing podcast that's now been going for a few years. It's like, okay, I still want to do more and still being a part of the business. It's like, oh, here and there doing backstage interviews for companies and doing that. It's like, cool, I did that. I still want to do more. It's like, let's do something else to help and do something. And that's always been a thing because it's not even doing it for myself. It's been doing these goals to do for, to help out. Then it became commentary and being able to tell the story. And it's been throughout the years after being in this for so long, it's like, what if I did my own show? Just one, just to see how it did. And for years, I would put out fantasy cards like we do with Fantasy Faction. I built a fantasy roster and I would do,
right,
oh, let's do this match and this match. And I would put out the cards. And the funniest reaction would always be seeing wrestlers be like, wait, when did this match happen? Because I don't remember. Because they would look like legitimate cards. And I'm like, oh, no, this is just for like joking around. And I would get workers messaging me, hey, brother, I would love to be a part of the show. I'm like, oh, this is just like a joke. Like, I just wanted to get out. And it's like, okay. And it took finally after a few years of doing that, that I was like, okay, let's do the logistics of it all. And it's like, cool. Now we're here. And it's that started out as this goal. Let's do one show. It was going to be my birthday show and that's it. Now I can't say when, but this is just the beginning. Now there will be more respect shows going down the line.
Brilliant. So it's kind of like a happy accident then, wasn't it? That you have people reaching out to you and actually, wow, what a crazy like thing to happen add the lightnings to it to then it starts to grow. And then, well, so when that happened, did you, was the part of you that kind of got anxious and wanted to say, oh, no, this is just a thing? Or were you like, well, I kind of have to do it now?
So at that point, no. At that point, because it's always been an idea of wanting to do a show. But at the point where I'm getting messaged about that, it's like, I know I'm not ready yet because I want to make sure everything is planned out, it's detailed out. And that's why when I finally announced it, it was. Like when I finally announced, oh, there's going to be a show, I knew how I wanted it to look. I knew how I wanted it, the visual to feel, everything. So at the time, I'm like, I'll keep that in mind that, okay, maybe there is an interest. I'm just not ready yet. Now we're here. After a few years, it's like, we're here now. And that's something I wanted to make sure people knew, because when I announced it, it was like, wait, Ray's running a show? Because I've been known of being around and doing this and doing the podcast. Uh-huh. And it's like, no, this isn't just I thought about it today and I want to run a show. This has been a lot of planning, a lot of logistics, a lot of, let's build a roster and knowing, I want this and I want this and knowing what matches and everything. Because there's a lot that goes into it. This isn't picking up like playing WWE 2K and just, let's go to universe mode. No, this is a lot more, unfortunately.
Do you enjoy the logistics part of it? Kind of carefully curating every little part of it? Is there anything you'd rather delegate to someone else? Or?
So that's been my difficult thing with this, was delegating. As someone that's funny, because I've been a part of a lot of great teams when it comes to this. That's why I think I was finally ready to do my own. Because I've done years of helping others and helping other companies have those moments of, okay, this is what we need to do. This is what we need to do. And I've been giving those roles. So when it came to the logistics side, it's like, okay, I know I want to do this and I have this idea and this person fits for it and this person fits for it. Now let's try to build this the right way. Let's go, okay, let's make this happen. Let's see dates, if this can work for this and this can work for this. Because that's the thing too. I started booking show one, and then it's like, logistically, I have to know what show three is going to look like as well. Because that's where my mindset went, that it's like, oh, now that I'm going in on this, we're going full throttle. That it's like, okay, this is objective one. Now we're getting to the next one, which unfortunately at my own doing, we get into the dilemma I had this week. Of I'm now planning, okay, show one's already in the books, in my mindset. We're getting there on July 19th. Let me start writing out show two. And then I get, hey, you know, show one, everything's switching. That was my weekend.
So is when you're thinking about show two and show three, is it storyline wise? Who can make those next shows that are on the first so you can continue and keep the wheel spinning?
Basically, so for me, my process of it is, okay, knowing who I have on show one and knowing possibly who I would like to bring in for show two, and then working off, well, I want to build this and I want to get this over here and I want to start taking this. So it starts to create, I see what they're doing. I see this is now becoming a thing. And then the divisions, because we are going to have different divisions at Respect, being a Fight or Flight division, that is going to be my hybrid style. Like if you've known about TNA's X division or Ring of Honor's Pure Wrestling division, it's going to be a very mixture of that, but it's in its own way. That's going to be a very unpredictable style division. And then, of course, a heavyweight division, a women's division. And again, it's going to be one of those where we wanted to make sure how that's set up. And I say we just because of I've thrown these ideas at people I respect and I have very much I care for their opinions and their thought process and what they've brought to the table. But it's funny because I want to let also people know this has all been me when it comes to the booking side of it until this weekend, because I luckily had someone finally step in. I had to delegate that it's like, hey, so I need help because yeah. Now I'm at a loss because I just don't know what to do here. But a lot of it was me because I wanted to truly show people what my vision of the craft is, what the craft is to me, what this is. Because I've asked that for the last few years, every person I talk to, when you hear that term, what does that mean to you? I wanted to finally show it to everyone on July 19th. And it's still there. Even with the new card that we've curated here, it still shows what the craft means to me. It's just one of those where if you would see the roster we lost, in a sense, that's a whole nother show right there.
Yeah. I don't know how much you're allowed to talk about it or want to talk about, but there was issues with the roster there. Were they committed to other places? Were they allowed to run these shows?
So that's what it is. Unfortunately, doing these shows, you go into other obligations and you go into if there's contracted talent that can also lead to possible having to be pulled because of that. So when it came to the date, I announced July 19th. And at the time I knew of one company that probably was going to run that day that is like, oh, okay. None of the talent would be affected by it. Or if they were, it would work out where we could do a double shot and have, oh, they can still work this show and then work the other. And then it became, unfortunately, other shows as the summer got closer started to announce their summer schedule. And we lost, unfortunately, Charles Mason due to obligations. Unfortunately, Charles Mason, a big fixture at Game Changer Wrestling, and they're holding their event as well on July 19th at Coney Island. And because of that as well, we lost Marcus Mathers, who was another, again, big fixture in Game Changer Wrestling. So that led to their prior obligations having to take precedent over a new event. And it's understood. This isn't I didn't get offended by it. I didn't feel like, oh, I got you first type deal. This is business. This is understood. This is a bigger opportunity for them. So I understood. It's not love lost. This is one of those where, hey, hopefully we can work something in the future, especially that match for Charles Mason. That is one that will still happen in a respect ring. We wanted to do Charles Mason versus Darius Carter, which if you are a fan of independent wrestling, especially in the U.S., is one of those that people wanted to see for a while. And we still want to make happen at a respect event in the future. And I've talked to both and both are still very interested in doing so. And we will be making that happen in the future. But when it came to that, also, unfortunately, losing talent like Prince Ahmed due to family obligations, which is always understood. We lost two wrestlers due to injury, unfortunately, because of it happens. This is a business where nothing's guaranteed, unfortunately. And then also because of contract obligations, we lost WWE Evolved champion Jackson Drake. Again, that was known from the get-go, unfortunately, with Jackson Drake. We knew that WWID could call him at any moment, and it's understood that, hey, it could happen. And unfortunately, we did get that message, and we're told that WWID will be doing a showcase the same day. So that's what stings more, that it's just like the date that started out with, oh, there might be a show or two, and now it's like every show is running on July 19th.
Seems to be a prime day of the year.
It became one. And it's crazy because, again, like I said, my original idea of it was I want to run that day because it's my birthday weekend. My birthday is July 21st. So I'm like, and that's why I was like, this year, I'm like, when I wanted to go watch wrestling on my birthday, there were never shows. And now so many shows are going on that I'm like, where was this? But even then, though, we have a truly stacked roster, an amazing this roster here that I'm glad to have part of respect on July 19th. And I know in a little bit we'll talk about some of the matches there, but it's truly one of those where people are going to want to be there. And if unfortunately they can't make it or are going to be out of town, we are also streaming. So that way everyone can watch it and enjoy some respect, man.
Obviously, you've had your difficulties there with the talent and what have you. When I got married a few years ago, someone said to me, like, there were lots of people who couldn't come up to the wedding, right? Because I'm from England and flights and everything, and people just couldn't make the trip. But someone said to me, like, on the day, it's, you know, about who's there and yep. and making it the best for everyone who's there. It's fine. You know, if people can't make it this go around in terms of your show, in terms of Respect One. But on the day, you know, you've got to feel pretty confident that it's all going to come together and be a good time.
So that's what I keep getting told, that I need to have that mentality. And I've said, till I hear the final bell, I won't finally be relaxed. Like, once the main event in the ring, I will still be like, something can go wrong. Something can happen. Something this. So once I hear that final bell and I hear Shane Fair announce, and this is your main event, then I'm okay. Then it's like, cool, I can now, and I've said this every podcast I've done so far, I'm going to grab a chair as well, sit down with the fans, and watch my main event. Because that's the one match that's like, I'm finally done with my obligations. By then, the promos will be filmed that I need promos done. I can now enjoy one match like I used to, and just enjoy wrestling.
Yeah. I love that for you.
Yeah.
That would be a great moment. And then you're like, it's birthday weekend. That would be such a breath of fresh air, I bet.
Oh, no. Yeah. It's
weight off the shoulders.
Oh, man. It's funny because I keep saying this as well, because it's my birthday weekend. Once that final bell, once the match is over, cool. We clean up. That Sunday, I'm sleeping. And I said, I'm sleeping through my birthday at this point, because it's like, cool. Relax now. That Tuesday, okay, now we plan show two. Like, that's how that weekend's gonna go.
Nice. So you were saying before you got into wrestling when you were three. What got you into pro wrestling? What hooked you?
So I say three because that's when I can remember. I always joke it probably was younger, because my parents, my grandparents, my uncles, aunts, they watched wrestling. They were into it. I doubt they thought I would be this hooked into it years later. And it was just something that I bonded, especially with my dad. And it just became a natural thing of every Monday, sometimes Fridays, we'll try to watch the pay-per-views. And it just became that bond for us. And it became such a thing for me that it's like the first match that really got me into it. Is that cliche Rey Mysterio versus Eddie Guerrero, like the legendary match that so many people it inspired them to become wrestlers. For me, it just inspired me that it's like, I need more of this. I need to keep watching. And then throughout the years, it was just something that we would go once in a while to events. I would get to, if they were in New York, we would go. And it's funny because I don't think my dad would have thought about it before, unfortunately, he passed. He took me to a TNA event, and it was in Coney Island at MCU Park. And I would meet there one of the people that would basically be one of my trainers in the Amazing Red. And years later, meeting him again and knowing, it's like, hey, yeah, I met you at this show with my dad. And it's funny how the story works. And now we're here, that it's like, I almost stayed in it and basically got into I do a lot of this now in memory of my dad. I think that's what made it very much click more. And it's like, why respect? It's a lot honoring him, that it's like, this is what very much had our bond there, and something that we were both into, that it's like, it adds that more driving force to it all.
Your dad, was he, sounds like a good role model to you. Was he quite an inspiration for you? Did he have such a hard work ethic like you? Is that
why? Very much so. With work ethic. I always say, though, the joke is, I don't know if he would have been so happy of me being in wrestling. But he would be happy that I got this passionate about it, especially the amount of work that I've done in it and so much of the sacrifice and all that, because he was a very hardworking man. One of those where he made sure food was on the table for the family and all that. And it's where I gained this hard work ethic of, even when it's like this weekend is a holiday weekend. And it's one of those where it's like, cool, we'll do the barbecue and then I have to edit. Like, it's the work never stops. But also from him, I still do try to enjoy those moments. Like, I joke about sleeping on my birthday, but it's like that weekend, it's like, cool, we do the event. I know a lot of my family is going to be there because they want to come support, but then it's like, cool, then I get to enjoy family time for a few days and then back to work.
Then love back it. To it. Got such a great work ethic, I've got to say. Like, I mean, you've been involved in Fantasy Faction for a little good couple of years now. So we've had the pleasure of kind of seeing how things have been developing, and just so impressed. Like, how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I am 26. I'll be turning 27 this July 21st.
Dude, I don't know if you realize how big of a deal, like, to do what you've done so far and have things, you know, set up for the future too. At the age you are, that is, you're in some top percentile of people who just like grind and just are getting things figured out and have so much figured out already. Like, it's so impressive. From my pay of view.
No, I appreciate that so much, and thank you. And it's one of those where it's still like we talked about earlier, I still don't even get to realize that, because it's just like, cool, I still have to do this next, and I'm still doing this, and it's never like enough. Like, I have these conversations with someone I consider a mentor, and he's one of my best friends, but he's a mentor for me just because of how much I just respect and idolize what he's done with his career. And that is Anthony Gangone. And he's someone that we've talked about this, and it's just like, cool, okay, now we have to do this and we have to do this. And he's someone like that it's like, he's done so many amazing things in his own wrestling career, and we'll talk, and it's just like, yeah, but I still haven't done this yet. I got to go do this. And it's just like, man, enjoy, like, smell the roses for a bit. Like, and it's something where I say that, but I'm guilty of it myself, where with this, it's like, cool, I've gotten to interview amazing people, and I've gotten to call matches that I never thought I would get to call. Even calling a match, it's one of those where it's like, I'm getting to do that. I'm getting to share my voice and be like painting the picture, like I like to call it. And that's what we do here, like doing this, getting to talk to people and get to talk to amazing people all around the world and get to just share stories. It's something that at times we forget to just realize how amazing this is. And doing it at the young age, after my dad died, I valued time so differently that it's like, it clicked then. That's like, we have to get to work. And with wrestling, it's one of those where time does pass so quickly that it's like, with this, it was one of those where it's like, okay, I want to do this. I'm only getting older. It's like, let me start establishing something where when I'm at an age where a lot of people start doing this, respect is already a thing.
Yeah. You don't want to rest on your laurels.
No, you can't. Unfortunately, you really can't in this, especially in this business. You can't.
So in terms of the card for the event, what can people look forward to?
Like I said, this event could be called at this point, Respect the Craft Presents Card Subject to Change, because a lot of it, unfortunately, has changed around outside of two matches. Those two being two matches that were on the original sheet I wrote. I wish I would have taken a picture of it, because I wrote one card out that this is what I wanted to do. It started out with eight matches. It boiled into, oh, we're now doing nine matches. Then we're doing seven matches, and we're back up to nine. And now at this time of recording, we're at eight matches, luckily, and which I'm a little more comfortable with. I'm very much a fan of quality over quantity when it comes to wrestling, even when it comes to major companies. I'm like, please, you have amazing rosters. Let's not just overdo it for the sake of it. So the two matches that stayed the same, and one is my main event, which is going to feature Anthony Gangone taking on Bear Bronson. And that one, I've joked around that I have a deposit for the building and I have insurance for the building. I might lose my deposit these two, I don't know what they're going to do because both are on a tear as of late. Anthony Gangone, I can't say enough about, man. He is such a great performer, has been in there with so many of your favorites, so many that are part of these amazing factions that we have in Fantasy Faction, current just champions all around. Hey, he's faced former WWE and AEW champions at this point in Cody Rhodes. He's gotten a win over in Shane Swerve Strickland. He's gotten a win over. And he'll be going head-to-head with Bear Bronson, who after his AEW release has just been on a tear. It's one of those where I said, like, he's unchained now. Like, you put the chains on a bear, it's not the same. You take those chains off, now you get to see something. And those two, it's going to be a main event like none other. And for a main event like that, we have something special in store.
What a get. Bear Bronson.
Yeah, that was one of those where I've known Bear. And every time I see him, I'm just like, brother, I've known you for the better part of a decade now. Because I've known Bear when he was still in his very young boy days and still biting his teeth, like gritting his teeth in the business. And it's funny because I also know because of Bear in that time, a very, I don't know if you know this guy, MJF. you might have heard of him. I don't know. He's like, he might be better than you and he knows it. I don't know. But no, I got to see them from a very young age when we're all around a similar age bracket as well. And just seeing what they've become when the possibility of getting Bear Bronson on the show, I was like, I jumped on it. And this is the first time ever matchup between these two. And they're two guys that that wanted to wrestle each other because they've known each other as well for years. And this is one of those where they don't know it yet. And if they hear this recording, well, here it is. There's going to be something special that night that you have to be there in person to see, because we had to make this main event, especially for the first event, something truly, truly memorable. So,
okay. Yeah. A little bit of a tease.
Yeah. Got to tease a little bit. Got to get the listeners enjoyed there, but that is our main event. Then the other match that remained the same was our semi main event of the evening that will feature the Harvester of Sorrows herself, Sammy Chaos, taking on the Nomi, Gabby Forza. And this is another one that I can't just stop saying good things about both of these competitors. Sammy Chaos has been on a tear, and she's going to be someone that I keep saying is going to be on television by the end of the year. Like, she will be on television. She will be going the places because she has it. She has just her presentation, her performance. It's one of those where it's Bam Bam Bigelow, Vader, and just Aja Kong all mixed into one performer.
Yeah.
Like, she's such a, she has that it's like, I'm lucky to have her for this event. I've luckily spoken to her about some other events, so we'll see. And then the Nomi, she's also just been, she's still, and it's insane how young she is in her career. 2 years in and has done some insane things. Just this week, she was in the NWA, debuted for the NWA, and has been having hellacious weekends. And this matchup originally started out as another first time ever, never been done. And we were able to turn it into a trilogy because of our friends at Wrestle Open and Focus Pro decided, hey, we also would love to do the match. And it just worked out timing wise where they had round one at Wrestle Open a few weeks ago. They'll be having round two at Focus Pro on July 13th. And then the trilogy ends at Respect on July 19th.
Oh, you got the rubber match. Very cool.
And right now it's currently Gabby 1, Sammy 0. So let's see after Focus
Pro. We'll see.
Can it even out? What will happen at Respect? You never know. But also, just like that main event, there might be something special for this one just because of it being the end of a trilogy. You don't want the end to not be the most like insane matchup. So yeah, we'll see what happens. Again, get your ticket, guys. Be there in person because it's gonna be a crazy night. It's gonna be a crazy night.
Do you plan to do any kind of broadcast for it? Are you just gonna have film crew there getting?
Oh no! So
you know, portions of matches or.
So we actually will be streaming it. Like that was something I wanted to do, because I still also wanted to give back to that community that I've built through the podcast. Again, Respect the Craft has been lucky to be on YouTube for the last few years and has built a nice following and built a community that are enjoying the content. So I decided, hey, we're going to do this first event. We're going to stream it live. Again, especially for people that unfortunately may not be able to make it. If they're not able to make it to New Jersey that weekend, hey, watch the event. It's going to be free live on YouTube. Bell time is going to be 8 p.m. We're going to be streaming live thanks to our friends at GPW Productions, an amazing broadcast team that has been killing for events like GCW, AEW, Ring of Honor. They've worked for some of the best for Major League Wrestling as of recent. And there's a reason why, because it's truly pay-per-view quality at its finest. And we're going to be giving you guys a great presentation. This is also why we had to have an amazing commentary team in Sam Laterna and Harry Turjanian. You'll be able to hear their voices narrating it all as the event goes on that night.
Very cool. Yeah. I'll be checking it out for sure. Oh. I would love to be there in person, but it's a little bit of a drive from Oregon.
It's like we spoke about. We do have, luckily, some friends in the West Coast as well. And there are some plans for 2026 to do some big things. That's one thing with Respect. I've luckily made friends all around that it's like, this isn't just going to be a tri-state company. Like the goal is, even before we even do any of that though, is I'm a New Yorker and doing shows in New Jersey is amazing. I've loved working in New Jersey. I have to hit New York. So once we hit that New York show, stay tuned because there will be announcements of some other locations you might be able to catch Respect Wrestling.
Nice. If you can make it there, you can make it anywhere.
That's what they say, right? That's what they say.
Yeah. Dude, I can't wait to see how this continues to grow. I mean, like I said, it's so impressive.
Oh, I appreciate that, man. Thank you so much. And again, it's why I say, like, being able to see what you guys are creating with all the amazing content creators that are part of the Fantasy Faction as well, and seeing the amazing podcast and be able to hear and be able to support. It's what makes doing this a little easier, because don't get me wrong, doing Respect Wrestling, it's become such a great thing, but it's also one of those where it took away from doing this. Like, I love doing podcasting. I love creating content, but it's also one of those where I knew from the get-go that there would be the day where it's like, well, I don't think we'll be able to do both for long. Like, it's one of those where I know myself that it's like, I want to give 100% to whatever I do. And doing this and that, it's like, there's no way. Because there's so much. There's so much more that comes into doing the events. And then there's so much that I like to do for the podcast. And it's like, I want to make sure I have enough time for both. And it's like, for now, at least, it's definitely not in the cards. So I love seeing what you guys are doing, what everyone in that group is doing, because, hey, it leaves the podcast game and the media game in very good hands.
Oh, thank you. Well, we try and do our part a little bit. It's our thing is, I mean, positive community, really. And we'd like to be able to have a louder voice for everyone, but it's, you know, one of the great things I've said for years and years and years, I would put pro wrestling fans up as some of the best of any entertainment. I know the internet has sort of put a negative spin on pretty much everything these days, social media, and so that all seeps in. But still, with pro wrestling, I still personally believe that it you know, great community comes out of it. It's very powerful. It brings so many people together. And our Fantasy Faction is, we didn't just want to make a game and sort of take, you know, we got the idea to talk to other content creators, get to know people in the wrestling biz and bring people together just to say hello or share the stuff, because it's like, I believe in the rising tide floating all ships and that kind of thing.
And it's amazing to see. And it's one of those where, yes, the IWC makes it look like, wrestling fans are just all negative and all just, they want to just spew out things at times and this and that. But we've shown how, again, there are a lot of great people out there, great community out there, and we're all able to have a good time, talk about wrestling, give our opinion, share our thoughts, and just, again, support each other in a great just group like that. So it's worked out for the best. And it's one of those where, like I said, I'm glad to see it. I've been able to just see so many amazing content creators, get to talk to amazing wrestlers and get to see their thoughts on this and see how they're reacting to things. And I'm glad to see that. Again, it's what the community should be. It should be uplifting each other. It's one of the reasons I wanted to do Respect. It's to make things better, not to just take away from it, you know?
Yeah. And it can be that. I don't think everyone believes it, but it can be such an uplifting thing where many people can rise together. And you see communities around, you know, you've got the reaction streamers now that seem to have a very like sort of tight-knit community. And obviously you with the rest of the knuckleheads, you've got
I'm so glad that because of my fellow knuckleheads, I was able to find Fantasy Faction as well. That is my family right there when it comes to Gigi, Kenny, Toe, Lay, all the amazing members there. And it's having that's also helped be able to do this, because unfortunately doing this is not the easiest at times. And it's one of those where you need that push and you need that uplift at times, because it's one of those where we know what we're creating, that burnout is truly real. And they don't tell you about that booking burnout where it's like, oh, what do I do now? Where do I go today? And how do we get to this? Because we're only weeks away. And I keep saying it, like, it's as you get closer, it's like, oh, cool, we're here already. Let's have fun. Let's get excited. And to me, it's like, we're 16 days away. So I'm just like, okay, we're almost there. What can happen now? Like, what can go wrong now that's 16 days away? But it's, again, hearing the excitement from roster members, getting to talk to so many of them daily, that it's like, oh, I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait. Let's kill it. And I'm just like, I wish I could share that excitement right now. The day of, once it's done, it's just like, okay, this was amazing. Now let's get to the next one. And then I'm going to be like, what am I doing? Why are we doing this again? Meanwhile,
you're in it now.
As we do this, as I was preparing for this conversation, I was like, let me start writing out fully now show two. So show two is already written out. And it's just like, that's going to be something. So I can't wait for that to be announced and to be able to talk about stuff like that, because show two is going to be, that's going to be interesting.
Can't wait. You know, one of the great things about being able to, or what's come out of our silly little fantasy league game, is seeing what people are doing. And it's not, you know, I don't look at it in a jealousy kind of way at all. It's really inspiring seeing like you putting on your show, or it's A to the K Wrestling, like interviewing Kurt Angle, or it's Wrestling for Life having PCO on. We've got Nikolai all the way from Denmark, Wrestlers and the Nerds, who flew over and we went to WrestleMania together in LA. It's just, it's like people are doing really great things, and it's great to have, you know, a view on it. And we're going to keep supporting you as much as we can. We'll be sharing your shit. If you're taking any donations or whatever, if you need support for the show or just anything at all, like if you need anything from us, please reach out. Because we want you to succeed, and we see you succeeding so far, and just so excited to see what it's going to turn into.
No, I appreciate that again. And I thank you guys. And I think having that community there, and it's true, man, getting to see everything, getting to see the amazing conversations and opportunities. It's one of those where for me, again, it's cool. I've gotten to speak to some amazing people. And again, to see others get to do the same, it's like, this is what this is about. Like I said, that now it's like, it's getting to live that dream of that three-year-old that would have thought, yeah, getting to do this and getting to be a part of this. And now I'm at a point where that three-year-old is going to get to see, wait, not only are we getting to be at a wrestling show, this is my wrestling show. That's all the 3-year-old wanted. That's what that 3-year-old Ray Sanchez, all he wanted was to go watch wrestling and see wrestling. And now I get to do that for possibly some more 3-year-olds that are going to get to be able to tune into YouTube and be like, oh, this is great. Yes. I want to do that one day. Like that's all this is about, man. This is as much as it's a business and it's all that, to me, it's still that love and fun for this. That's why I called the podcast for so many years, Respect the Craft. And that's why we still wanted something to have that. We wanted respect. And that's why the brand for the promotion, it's Respect Wrestling. After July, it will be Respect Wrestling Presents, whatever the name of the show will be. But it's one of those where respect needs to be a part of this, because that's what I have for this, man. I have love for wrestling, but I have respect for the craft of it, the respect for the performers, respect for what goes into this. And that's what I want to show all of you. And it starts on July 19th.
Nice. Well, you definitely have our respect, 100%, dude. Oh, what time is the show on the 19th?
So it will be, doors will be opening that day at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our bell time, if everything goes according to plan, because like I said, cards subject to change, but also just connection issues. We as content creators, we know sometimes the internet doesn't want to work. But if everything goes according to plan, 8 p.m. start time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we'll be starting live on YouTube, and the event will hopefully be around 2 hours. So again, it's an 8 to 10 event. We're not going to have you there for 5 hours like other promotions. We're going to be hopefully 2 hours in and out. And again, it's going to be worth the watch, because you're going to be hearing about some amazing surprises, some amazing announcements, and you're going to want to hear when we start doing planning for Respect 2, because if everything goes according to plan, we're going to be back talking about that in a few months.
Awesome. So you, in the future, do you have a plan on booking a Wrestle Kingdom style 25 matches over a weekend?
So I am lucky to have promotions that I do collaborate with, and I do that I've worked with and now are interested in collaborating. I don't know about doing 25, let's say one day. there are talks of doing weekends and doing stuff like that where, hey, if you want to come out to New Jersey and see Respect and X, Y, and Z promotion, you might be able to see that in the future, where again, we might collaborate on having a nice weekend of a card. But again, I am very much into less is more. And the fact that this show is at 8 matches, it's still a very decent book show. Like, that's not bad. To me, it's just like, I want it to be where it's still enjoyable. I don't want to have a fan where you start to notice during the main event, they're like, I don't want that. I want it to be enjoyable. I want the minute that main event goes in there, especially what our main event is, I want them to be as excited as they were match one.
So. Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Nice. Right. I did want to ask you one more question, WWE related. I've been getting curious about, who do you think is going to end John Cena's reign?
Oh, man.
Because I've heard so many people being mentioned.
So this one hits home, because I keep telling people, like, because I know not everyone's been a fan of this, like, last year. And it's just like, this is my childhood. This is, like, realistically, that 3-year-old grew up watching John Cena. And it's like, getting to see Cena Randy one more time was amazing. Seeing Cena Punk one more time was great. In a perfect world, his last match should be Edge. I know it's not a possibility, even if, again, who knows? At this point, crazier things have happened in wrestling. But in a perfect world, I would book John Cena Edge as the last match, especially that's going to be in Boston. That's how I would end it. Is it going to happen? Probably not. It probably would end up being Cena Rock to end the actual feud, just to have Cena go off into the sunset. But if I were booking it, if I had my hand, I would do Cena Edge one last time as the good, like, send off.
I hadn't even thought of him because he was in AEW. But now that you've said his name, it's like, that's how can we have a last Cena year without an Edge match? That almost seems wrong, doesn't it?
It's one of those where it's like, it needs to happen. And I feel like, as much as, again, yes, this is competition, and yes, they're two different ends of the wrestling business, I feel like Tony Khan wouldn't be against one match. I think a Cena Edge match needs to happen, even if it's not the last. It just needs to happen before this run is done.
Yeah.
But that's my take.
I've been leaning towards Bron Breakker. I think putting over a next star, and eventually he's going to get the world title. And I have a feeling John Cena would want to have losing the title be a big deal.
Oh yeah, I think you're on the money with that, because I feel like if there's anything John Cena would want to do is definitely put over a talent. Like he's at a point now where he's going down as one of the greatest of all time in the business. Arguably, again, when you talk about Mount Rushmore in wrestling, and it's like, I don't see him being like, oh, I need to go over in my last match either. Like I said, me, it's almost like just me being the guilty pleasure would want to see him and Edge just for the storybook ending. But him putting over someone like Bron Breakker would actually be amazing. Just that it's like, it's a nice farewell of like, hey, he's going to be your next guy. Just wait and see.
Yeah. I wonder if he'll go out as a face. You know what I mean? As we get close to the time.
Yeah, he has to. Like, I don't think a John Cena heel run ends the tour. It's just, this is what we needed finally, because we've all, again, I say we, but it's like, everyone wanted to see it. It was like, what would John Cena as a heel look like? Is this what it would have been maybe in like 2010? No. But this is what we get in a 2025 John Cena run. I think it has to end as a babyface, though, just for, because I don't think anyone will be booing him at the end. That last match, no matter who it is against or what, everyone's just going to be like, love him or hate him, you have to give that man respect.
Yeah. He's, I think the best way to turn him babyface, you bring The Rock back. And they're kind of high-fiving in the ring and stuff. Cena does the hug, and then he drops the face, and then he turns on The Rock and kind of, I think that would be an epic moment. But we'll see.
It's the perfect.
I'm not a booker. You tell me.
Well, if that's any good. It has to happen. That's one of those where it's like, no matter if it's the last or if it's just how we get to the last match, Rock needs to get his comeuppance. And it's one of those where you need that moment of like John realizing, yeah, you had me brainwashed here. Like, this isn't what I do. This isn't what I stand for. But will we get that moment? I don't know. That's wait and see what happens with the next few months. We have 4 months, so we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Nice. Well, Raymond, thank you so much again, mate.
Oh,
this was an absolute pleasure talking to you, dude. Oh, just best of luck with everything. We'll be keeping our eyes on it. And for the listeners, one more time, that's going to be at the Respect event, Saturday, July 19th, Ridgefield Park, New Jersey. Tickets still available?
Yes, they're still available. If you want to get your tickets, you can get them at tinyurl.com/respect25. Again, it is going to be an event you're not going to want to miss. The matches are all being posted again in the next coming days. Everything is going to be at the RTC pod. The podcast, social media, just because we want to make sure the following we've had and the following we've shared with the amazing team, we want to make sure they all see that and see the amazing matches and all the content that's going to be posted in the next few days. So come on out and have a good time with us on July 19th.
Okay. All the links will be in the description for this episode, where to buy your tickets and where to get your socials. Thank you so much, dude. And can't wait to talk to you again. Can't wait to... attend one of your shows one day. That'll be a bucket list thing for me.
Thank you so much again. This has been a true pleasure, and this has been an honor to be able to do. It's one of the weird things that when I put out the post and I'm like, I told the group and I'm like, hey, anyone would like, because like I said, to me, I'm just someone that did this for so many years, and it's still, to me, it's just about those performers that are doing it, man. So it's an honor for me to be able to share my story a little bit here, share about Respect. And again, I thank you for letting me ramble on for the last hour. thank you so much, man.
It's been great hearing about it all. And pleasure's all ours, honor's all ours, and yeah, much respect to you, mate. So thank you very much, Ray.
Thank you, everyone, and right. See you guys on the 19th. Peace, everybody.
Cheers.